I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. 8 Christians kidnapped last week on their way home from exams at Mosul University in Iraq have been released. Open Doors' Jerry Dykstra says as the violence has been increasing, a remnant church is emerging.
About 50,000 Iraqis are fleeing the country a month. The estimate is that 44% of all of them are Christians.
Dykstra says this story ended well, but not all of them do. He urges prayer.
Behind the scenes, there's many Christians that are also suffering, and their story is not being told. So we need to keep up our prayers for them and to be informed what's happening.
Next, India's monsoon rains are above normal this month. The heavy rainfall led to deadly flooding in southern India that left thousands homeless. 6 World Vision sponsorship communities were also affected by the monsoon. Staff rushed to distribute relief supplies, including hot meals for families and replacement school supplies for the students. With the situation improving, please pray for the World Vision staff as they act as the hands and feet of Christ among those they serve. And a mission team from Global Aid Network returned from Russia this week. They shared the gospel in schools and hospitals and provided aid to them as well. Gain USA's Tim Burns says caring for the physical needs opens their ears to the gospel.
If you see somebody and say, hey, be warm and be fed, but you don't actually feed them or clothe them, that profits them nothing. But here we're able to, of course, clothe them and feed them and then give them the gospel. And so it's a great introduction to the gospel because first they experience a practical outpouring of the love of Christ for them.
Burns says they partner with locals to keep the work going, pray for the church and missionaries in Russia. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you have a question about stories heard on today's broadcast, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. And if you'd like up-to-date and relevant mission news every day, set your homepage to missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.